Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. I'm Billy, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about a few different things. I want to start out with some personal things. I would like to say that I have been going through some changes, but very good changes, necessary changes. Here's the thing. In life, there's a saying that I like. It says, life is not about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. And here's the thing with that. You can have people cheering you on and rooting for you, which is important. But you have to go on this journey. And everybody goes through the journey of life and maturing at different times. And there's no wrong or what right time to do it. But it's something that has to be done. You have to make the positive changes. And what you're going to find when you stop seeking validation from others and only seek validation from yourself, you're going to have a lot of things change. You're going to lose some people. You're going to get new friends. But the beautiful thing is you will be your authentic, truest self, and you will make better friends, good friends, who will be there for you, and you'll be there for them, and you'll want to be there for them, and they'll want to be there for you because you are opening up and showing everyone who you really are. And it can be uncomfortable and hard at first, but it's something that we all must do in order to connect with people in a valid way and to find out who really is a good friend and who's not. And so this is something I've went through recently, and I have never been at more peace with my goofy, strange, unique self. And so I wanted to share that with you guys, that I sat down and thought, okay, who is Billy Manning? What happened at first, I listed things, but they were just interest. And I'm like, okay, who is Billy? And I came up with the answer of, I am somebody who wants to walk into the room, and when I leave, I left it in a better state than I found it in. So I like to make people laugh, feel good about themselves, to comfort people. So I find that these are things that I do naturally. And so instead of being scared to do it, I just do it. And because of this, I have really met some of the most amazing people that I've met in my entire life. I've met some really good friends, and I'm very thankful for all of them. And they know who they are. If you're listening, you know who you are. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I hope you're able to go on that personal journey. And I hope you're all doing well out there. We are in October. It is October the 6th today. As I'm recording this, a beautiful fall day. The wind's blowing. It rained a little bit. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just right. So we're in that Goldilocks weather right now. And I'm going to be sharing with you a few things happening around here, some very fun and interesting things, and just different things that I've been watching and everything like that. So hold tight, grab your favorite beverage, and come back for some more of the Billy Manning Show. This past Saturday, Hillsboro, Illinois, had the fall market. And so they closed down the square, and they had various vendors. They had a monster building contest, which the people did an incredible job on creating these monsters and just had a unique vision and had some fun with it. So I thought that was really cool to see people just out enjoying themselves. I feel like we're starting to get back to just festivals and more activities. It was pretty crowded. Some good food was there. I had a friend of mine come down from Springfield, got to eat some really good food and have some good conversations with various people that I know in town. And I'm always getting introduced to new people. And Hillsboro, I will say this about Hillsboro, it's a town that is sort of like a 9-to-5 town. Like, you know, there's not a place, places aren't really open all night. We don't really have a nightlife here in Hillsboro. 9, 10 o'clock on a Friday, Saturday night, and it kind of dies down. But the people here want the town to grow and to succeed. So I think it's a great place to live alone raise a family, make friends, pursue your passions. It's just a good town all around. And so I've been here for about 5 years, and I absolutely love it. There's just so much opportunity here to grow personally. And I think that coming back to a quiet town at the end of the day after being in the city, it restores you. And I can go for a walk and feel completely safe and comfortable and just able to listen to music on my headphones while I walk in town. And I absolutely love it. So having said that, I'm going to tell you about something Brian and I did Saturday. Hillsboro, Illinois has haunted hilltop ghost tours. Jonathan, I know I'm going to mispronounce his last name. Weir, W-E-Y-E-R, is brilliant. He gave the tour, and I won't tell you any of the stories. You're going to have to come for yourself. But Hillsboro, Illinois had a lot of hauntings that I wasn't aware of. It's a lot scarier than what you would think. So I went Saturday night, and I went on a tour at 6 p.m. We met at the Lincoln Square, or Lincoln Statue, up on the square in downtown Hillsboro near the courthouse. And actually, it worked out perfect. It quit raining right as we started. So he said it was the biggest group they had. So at 7 p.m. on October 23rd and October the 29th, like once again, 7 p.m. on October 23rd, October 29th, meet at the Lincoln Statue in Hillsboro, Illinois, near the old courthouse. And the tour is free, but tips are welcome, and it is well worth your time. The stories are just amazing, and some of the things you're going to hear are very disturbing. So make sure that you eat before you come and that you are prepared to go on a journey, because it is quite the experience. So check that out if you are in the Hillsboro area. I highly recommend it. Also, if you're up here in the morning, come up and check out Black Rabbit. They are an amazing coffee shop. And every coffee shop, what I like about it, has its own culture. And their drinks are amazing. Right now, they have the caramel apple, which I just tried today. Absolutely fantastic. And the nice thing is their syrups are not like too sugary. So you're getting pretty much coffee and whatever sort of milk you want. I myself go for a nice latte with some almond milk, the caramel latte, the vanilla latte, the caramel apple. All great. They're always adding new things. Today, I finally tried the dirty chai sample, and I will be ordering that on my next trip there. But come on in. Hillsboro has a lot to offer. You have the coffee shop, the theater. The Opera House is another place. I myself do not drink, but they will serve you soda or water. And the people are absolutely amazing. The owners themselves are awesome, great people to talk to. And they really have created a very relaxing, enjoyable place to come hang out. So yes, Hillsboro, Illinois is booming, and there are a lot of things happening in the area. So come on down, and heck, let me know, and I will meet you and give you a little bit of a tour around town. It's a very nice town to come to. So yeah, that is Hillsboro, Illinois. Some good food choices. We are getting new places all the time. And I absolutely love it, and I'm happy to be here. All right, so now it's time to shift gears a little bit here. Netflix has done it again, let's just say that. I was always a fan of the Goosebumps series on TV when I was a kid, and I have been rewatching those, and I picked up some of the books, but recently, and I heard about them whenever they first started arriving, but only the first one had dropped. Netflix has created a trilogy called Fear Street. And I'm telling you what, guys, it is the most brilliant horror trilogy I have ever watched. I actually couldn't believe how fantastic and how well tied together and all the twists and turns. The plot was just incredible. And it really made me enjoy horror again. So if you're a fan of something that's not like, I'll say it does have a little bit of violence and some gore in it, some violence, which I typically don't like, but the way they did it was really good. So Fear Street Part 1, or Fear Street 1994, is the first film. Then it's Fear Street 1978. And then the trilogy wraps up with Fear Street 1666. So you watch it in that order. You go back through time. So you start 94, 1978, and then 1666. And it has to be the best trilogy I've ever watched. Netflix has done it again. So if you have time, I highly recommend the trilogy. Basically, Shadyside is a town that is cursed. A witch cut off her hand, making a deal with the devil. And that has led to a lot of weird deaths and just horrible things happening to Shadysiders. So I won't spoil anything else, but we do follow a group of friends and different people throughout the trilogy. There are different characters and some of the same ones within all three films. So I highly recommend that. Well done. The killers are very creepy, and I liked the settings. There are actors and actresses from the Stranger Things films, show, you will see them in all three movies. And each movie is roughly, I think, just a little bit. Some of them are like, I want to say one of them is under 2 hours, maybe two of them, and then one of them is right at two or maybe a little over. But do watch after the end credits, because there are some scenes. And now they're saying that they may be making more of them because of how popular they were. But R.L. Stine, in the first series of Fear Street, wrote 51 books. I actually, because of how much I liked the movies on Netflix, I went up and picked up a 4-in-1. So Barnes & Noble actually had Fear Street, and it was in the young adult section because R.L. Stine, Goosebumps is in kids. Fear Street had a 4-in-1. It's called Fear Street The Beginning, The New Girl, which I've already read that, The Surprise Party, The Overnight, and Missing. And it even says on the cover, coming soon, a Fear Street movie. Now, these are not the same characters in the books, but I will say the books are more adult-themed, and they are very, very well done. So if you have time, like I said, check out that trilogy. It is October, and I absolutely love fall and Halloween. Today, I actually bought a pumpkin-scented candle, pumpkin spice hand soap. So yes, I'm going full-on basic mode today. So that was fun. And I've already set up my Halloween decorations. And I will say I went to Spirit Halloween. They have a lot of good costumes in stock, very limited on decorations. But I have heard that a lot of places are having that issue due to a problem with not having enough people to unload cargo ships and not enough drivers. So we have a real problem right now. And I'm hoping that it gets fixed. So that is that. I wanted to let you guys know about that awesome trilogy. And my experience with Spirit Halloween was good, but go there for a costume. If you're looking for a decoration, you may be disappointed unless they get more stuff shipped in. When I was there, they only had one animatronic in stock, but I will continue to support and go back to Spirit of Halloween. And here, after a break, we will wrap up the episode. As I said, as of this recording, today is October the 6th, 2021, and tonight at LA, the Cardinals will be playing the Dodgers on the road in a one-game wild card. And the wild card's always stressful. This will be at 7:10 p.m. on TBS. So tune in for that. The Cardinals will be playing the Dodgers. It should be a very challenging game. It could go either way. The Cardinals put Adam Wainwright on the mound, and the Dodgers have Scherzer on the mound. So this could become a pitching duel, or it could be a slugfest. We will see. Wainwright and Scherzer both had a good win-loss rate, as Adam Wainwright this season really showed what a 40-year-old could do. He went 17-7 with a 3.05 ERA and 174 strikeouts. He will be playing one more season, as 2022 will be his and Yadier Molina's presumably last season in St. Louis. And as a baseball player, would love to see them coach. I think they could have a heck of a career doing that as well, post-baseball. Scherzer is 15-4 with a 2.46 ERA and 236 strikeouts. Wainwright being more of a ground ball pitcher, Scherzer more of a strikeout pitcher. I think it could be a very good really good game tonight, and we will see what happens. Facing St. Louis this season, no earned runs allowed by Scherzer with two starts. And so we'll see if that comes into play tonight. And Wainwright pitched one game, went eight innings, allowed seven hits with four earned runs and a home run and four strikeouts. So the Dodgers have been able to hit pretty well against Waino. So we are going to hope for a good quality start from Wainwright and hope that the fans do not get to us and that the Cardinals can jump out to that early lead, attack early, attack often, hit the pitches you're looking for, get on the board early, and try to hold the lead. It's going to be a very good game, possibly. I did watch the part of the Yankees-Red Sox game last night where the Red Sox won the wild card for the American League. So the Red Sox advance. Congratulations to them. Good luck, Cardinals, and we will see what happens tonight, as the Cardinals are being underestimated, and of course they are the underdog in tonight's game because they are on the road. It's very difficult to win on the road. And if we look at what happened on August the 8th, the Cardinals had a 1.3% chance of making the playoffs. And the day before the winning streak began, on September the 9th, the Cardinals' odds to make the playoffs were 5%. So they're used to having a low chance of making it to the playoffs and a low chance of winning. So the underdog Cardinals will give it another shot tonight. We'll see what happens. I will be watching. I hope you guys are doing well. Be safe. Enjoy the fall and Halloween season. And I am back. I just wanted to tell you guys I'm doing a lot better mentally. And I needed that break before returning to this platform. But I'm glad I'm back. And I will be having guests here and there. I will not announce them in advance. I'll just surprise you guys. But I have a lot more to talk about now. And I'm happy to share these conversations with you. So wherever you're listening to me, I really appreciate it and hope to see you back soon. Take care.